Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Currently don't have access to the phone, so but 603-283-6160 is the number you can dial to talk with us. The server there is a stalling update, so it'll be back up in a moment. The phones are still working, though. With you tonight is Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And we're talking about Bill Cosby and this person, Rashad, who is evidently the dean at some fine arts school or something like that. And she was one of the actors in the Cosby Show celebrating that Bill Cosby was released from prison. And MSNBC is pointing out that this is not a win for anyone. Except they're not saying that. They're saying it's no win for Black America. I'm saying it's not a win for anyone. She goes on, unfortunately, Rashad's thinking appears to be a mirror. It appears to mirror a swath of the African-American community who think justice was done on Wednesday. Cosby's sentence being overturned is a tragedy for the women he allegedly sexually abused. Well, wasn't he convicted? So, I mean, it's no longer really alleged.
And do we really think that 50 women were lying about this?
I certainly don't. But it is also, in a sense, tragic for the people who continue to support him blindly. Like her, their reputations suffer, and their continued support of a predator without remorse. They keep using the word alleged. I'm just going to skip over that because, from what I can tell, he was a rapist.
Pretty clear evidence of that.
Yeah, I mean, it would probably be difficult to get 50 women to come forward and say that if it wasn't true. In their mind, Cosby is a symbol of respectability politics in the African-American community. But he is a rapist. But there's nothing respectable about that. For those who continue to support him because he once told listeners to pull their pants up, let me clue you in. He really doesn't like us. This is weird.
What does that mean, he told listeners to pull their pants up?
Well, he did some speech, some video, some interview or something where he was telling Black kids to pull their pants up, apparently. I don't know.
Abstinence thing?
No,
he was talking about
sagging pants.
Yeah, sagging pants.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I do have that article here, so that seems like that's going to be more interesting. This is how we lost to the white man. The audacity of Bill Cosby's Black conservatism. No, it's just a very, very long opinion piece, but I don't want to get into it. So he doesn't really like us, this author says, which caused me to check to see whether or not the author is Black, because you never know with leftists. But she is. We are a means to an end. We exist in his imaginary morality play of his life, there to joke about, abuse, and deride. He looks to us to provide the support and cover that he, as a former convicted sexual abuser, should not receive. This may sound harsh, considering Cosby was a major philanthropist to African-American schools and causes. But I submit his continual gaslighting, proclaiming his innocence in his infamous pound cake speech, suggests otherwise. I don't know what pound cake speech is, but evidently he gave a pound cake speech.
Is it anything like a corn pop speech?
It's short, so here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Cosby. I really have to ask you to seriously consider what you've heard, and now this is the end of the evening, so to speak. I heard a prize fight manager say to his fellow who was losing badly, David, listen to me. It's not what he's doing to you. It's what you're not doing. Ladies and gentlemen, these people set. They opened the doors. They gave us the right. And today, ladies and gentlemen, in our cities and public schools, we have 50% dropout. In our own neighborhood, we have men in prison. No longer is a person embarrassed because they're pregnant without a husband. No longer is a boy considered an embarrassment if he tries to run away from being the father of an unmarried child. Why do they call that the...
I think people do still consider that embarrassing, but I don't think that it should be embarrassing to be pregnant without a husband. But I think people do still... I would consider it kind of like, ugh, that's, not a good thing, a good quality if, like, you know, somebody, like my son, I don't have a son, was, you know, running away from a woman that was pregnant, like, at least do something about it. Like, you know, decide on an abortion if you're going to do that.
Well, and a lot of people still think that having a child out of wedlock is undesirable, so.
Sure. Cosby scam was drugging the African-American community into thinking he was a paragon of respectability and moral behavior, all while allegedly drugging and sexually abusing women. Vilifying young black men in the community seems to have been just one more cruel thrill for him.
So he was talking about the black community when he said the thing. Okay, I get it now. Sorry.
But it's not a black problem. I mean, the prison population, that is a black problem, but that's not really because of anything black people did. It's just because that's how the institution is set up to predominantly target black men and other minorities. So, I mean, there's really nothing they can do about that except to change the discriminatory police state that we're in. But the rest of it, the sagging pants, the unmarried children, I mean, the unmarried parents thing, the fatherless children, that's a poor person issue. I mean, that's dominant in the South. I mean, I think the state of Mississippi has the lowest pregnancy average age or something like that. I don't remember what. But it has the highest number of pregnant 16-year-olds in the country. And it's because of a culmination of a lot of issues like poverty and really, really bad sex education, non-existent for the most part, and where it does exist, it just is abstinence education. They don't teach you anything that would actually help you avoid getting pregnant. It also has the highest rates of, you know, syphilis and gonorrhea and other things like that because they don't teach people how to avoid those things. And that leads to teen pregnancies and, you know, 17-year-old fathers who aren't prepared for that responsibility, so they ghost the mother or whatever. Those aren't black issues. Those are American issues.
Yep, that's definitely something that you hear about with white people all the time.
So Cosby promoted those moral norms as part of his persona, developed and honed during his time on The Cosby Show. Regarded as a moral force, his philanthropy and moral screeds were just an extension of the character of Cliff Huxtable. But as we all know, art does not necessarily imitate life. Until Hannibal Buress called out Cosby in his comedy act, people whispered or spoke about his alleged abuse, either by blaming it on women who went to his home, or that they, quote, knew what was going to happen to them. It was an open secret. Cosby himself said drugs and fame helped him seduce women. Wow.
Wow.
I mean, why did they refer to him as an alleged sex offender here? I mean,
when he literally admitted it.
Well, Trump said the same thing, that fame helped him seduce women.
Yeah, but he didn't say drugs helped him.
Oh, I didn't.
And that was the big thing with the Cosby case, that he was drugging women.
Wow.
Yes.
Before, you know, he did whatever. So, and this is just another example of victims not being believed when they come forward about sexual assault. And it happens all the time.
It does. For the black community, I hope it creates a discussion about how the norms of respectability can damage people. Well, the issue here was that it's an illusion of respectability. You know, people were convinced because he presented himself as this fine, upstanding figure in The Cosby Show that Bill Cosby, the actor, was as noble and had the integrity of Cliff Huxtable. When, no, Bill Cosby is an actor, Cliff Huxtable is a character. It's like confusing Elijah Wood with the character Harry Potter. No, I don't expect Elijah Wood to magically conjure up a Patronus. That's not his
name, Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, they look so similar.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe is the name I was looking for. But I don't expect him to... Who was the other guy I said?
Elijah Wood.
Yeah, he was Frodo, right?
Yeah.
In the Lord of the Rings movies, yeah.
But we don't expect him to be a hobbit either, so...
Man, I bet I just made so many people mad on the internet. So respectability requires acquiescence to societal norms, many of which are carved out of racism and abuse. I don't know if I agree with that, but it's MSNBC, so who knows. Cosby's role as actor, comedian, and philanthropist blinded many in our community to the fact that he was allegedly abusing women. Why are they using the word allegedly again? I swear to God that word appears at least 6 times in this article, even though they just pointed out that Cosby himself said that drugs helped him seduce women. Well, you're not seducing women, Cosby, when you drug them. That's literally not seduction, that's drugging and raping. Because he became the paragon of a successful black man, supporting his family both on and off the screen, many looked to him as proof that black people in America were worthy of respect and adoration. But fame alone didn't make the community embrace Cosby, despite his failings as a moral actor and human being. racism plays a part in this as well. I'm not sure how, but we're going to get into it because it's always about racism with the left. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. You can join the discussion or change the subject. This is Free Talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, if you want to join the discussion. We're talking about Bill Cosby, and, the fact that he's very clearly a rapist who was drugging women. He even said, apparently, they linked it here, but I didn't go into it because a lot of the stuff that they're linking to are just opinion pieces that aren't. Like, I clicked the pound cake speech to find out why they called it the pound cake speech, and there was just this excerpt there that had nothing whatsoever to do with pound cakes. So, I can't imagine that other link is going to be any more helpful. But they're painting it all as a matter of race, and I don't really agree with that. It seems to me like pretty hardcore race baiting. The issue doesn't really have anything to do with race. It's just a guy, a famous actor, was a rapist and got off on a technicality, from what I can tell.
I mean, I don't ever remember anybody pointing to the Cosby Show to be like, see, black people are respectable.
Yeah, I certainly never heard that either. But let's go to the phones. We've got Jill calling from Richmond. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, as I understand it, he was convicted in court, right? So,
that does seem to be the case.
Something about the trial was unfair. I don't know what it was at this point. I'm depressed about it because I liked Bill Cosby. That is past tense. I liked him on I Spy. I liked the stand-up routines. I liked the sort of person he portrayed. But that's the thing about an actor. He's able to portray something that doesn't mean that's what he really is. And it's a sad thing. And that's how it goes sometimes.
It is sad, and thank you for the call tonight. It's definitely sad because that was the image I had of Bill Cosby, right? I mean, he was so representative of a good, upstanding person. Like, I grew up watching The Cosby Show, and he was an awesome father figure. He was an awesome person in the show. And he often portrayed himself that way in real life, you know, presenting himself as a respectable, admirable person. Ultimately, though, that's not true. And, you know, it's tragic for the people who did look up to Bill Cosby as someone who was Cliff Huxtable instead of, you know, not an actor. I mean, instead of an actor who was playing Cliff Huxtable.
You should be careful. That's why Mark David Chapman killed John Lennon, because he said he was a phony from what he portrayed himself to be.
Well,
just kidding.
Cosby is definitely a phony. I mean, he's an actor, so he's by definition a phony, right?
It's true.
But according to MSNBC, racism plays a part in this as well. The history of white women's roles in falsely accusing black men of rape also plays a role in this little tale.
Is she saying that those women are being, you know, lying?
Not the 50 women here, but, I mean, it's true that, you know, especially in the South in the early 20th century, and probably prior to that, that white women would accuse black men of having raped them, even though it wasn't true.
Absolutely, but what does that have to do with Bill Cosby? I don't see how that could have something to do with Bill Cosby's case, unless she's trying to say that these women are liars.
I don't think that's what she's saying. I think she's just saying that, you know, it feels less likely that people would take white women seriously for making these allegations, considering that historically white women were making these sorts of allegations falsely.
But again, this goes back to letting the past be the past and, you know,
yeah.
Not
painting modern times in a historical light.
Yeah, exactly.
For many African Americans, the white women who accused Cosby were lying, they remember the history of black men being lynched because of false allegations. When the New York Magazine cover featuring 35 women who accused Cosby of rape or sexual assault came out, it was a revelation to many that black women were included among them. Which brings me to my last and important point. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturning Cosby's conviction is a blow to all sexual abuse survivors, but especially for black women. I don't know why especially. I hope she makes the case here, but I don't think she's going to.
If anything, she just said that you shouldn't believe someone unless a black woman is the one accusing.
She did sort of imply that, didn't she? You shouldn't believe a white woman saying that she was raped by a black man because she's white and he's black. So she did sort of allude to that. Black women are more likely to underreport despite the fact that 18% of black women will undergo a sexual assault in their lifetime. High-profile recent cases such as R. Kelly's arrest after the release of a six-part series on Lifetime about his decades-long alleged abuse of women. I got to search real quick to see how many times the word alleged is actually in this article, because it's, from what I can tell, R. Kelly's crimes weren't alleged either. I guess correctly, it is six times in this article that the word alleged appears, and they used it repeatedly to refer to Cosby's actions after he said, apparently, that he was drugging women. So anyway, after his decades-long abuse of women, or allegations, I didn't search for allegations, I'm sure that's in here a lot as well, I guess Russell Simmons in the movie On the Record detail how black women are sexually abused as well by rich and famous black men. Yet there are some in our community who are still willing to let black girls and women shoulder the blame for the transgressions of men. Disgusting. So while Felicia Rashad and scores of other black people are happy that Cosby is out, I am not. There is no middle ground for rapists of any color, creed, or sex. They are predators. They are anathema. They are unfit for praise.
Well, I certainly agree with that part of the article.
That should have been her tune the whole time, because I was about to make a point that, you know, that this article is just making a weird point about race when it should just be saying that rapists, you know, shouldn't, you know, be doing that to people, and people shouldn't be afraid to come forward with their allegations.
Well, it's MSNBC, right? They're hard left, and they ultimately make everything about race on MSNBC. If you go to MSNBC.com, you're going to see two things. You're going to see a lot of Trump bashing, because they're obsessed with Trump. They talk about Trump more than any other news outlet out there.
Still?
Yes,
I forget about
still.
Him.
And if they're not doing that, they're talking about how the GOP is destroying America. And if it's not that thing, then it's going to be something about race every single time. While the legal system may have freed Cosby, he is forever branded in my mind and the minds of millions of others. He is unfit for praise. He is unfit for polite or impolite company. And no one should ever consider him America's dad again. I certainly agree. I mean, but it's not because he's black or white or whatever color he is. It's because he raped people, at least 35 women, apparently. And that makes you unfit to be in my company at the very least. Not an advocate of the U.S. prison system, but there is a prison system. And the fact that Ross Ulbricht remains in prison for two life sentences plus 40 years for creating a website, but Bill Cosby, who raped 35 women, gets released on a technicality, just tells me everything I need to know about the American justice system. There's no justice in it whatsoever. It's just arbitrary rulers doing whatever it is that they want, releasing whoever they want, and punishing whoever they want. And it's not just Ross Ulbricht. There are plenty of people. Julian Assange ran a website, published stuff. And because of that, the U.S. wants to extradite him from the United Kingdom to here so that they can throw him in a prison for the rest of his life. As they, you know, again, wants to do with Edward Snowden, who made the wise decision to leave the United States and instead, you know, repatriate himself. I think he repatriated to Russia. I don't know exactly.
I think so too, yeah.
But, I mean, he left the United States because the United States government would go after him. But meanwhile, this guy who raped 35 women, he gets off just fine. What are your thoughts on this? Is this really proof, as I'm saying, that the American prison system and justice system are just completely broken? 603-283-6160. More coming up. 603-283-6160.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan DeRocky.
Authorities in Surfside, Florida announced Wednesday that crews had recovered 18 more victims from the rubble of the collapsed condominium tower, bringing the official death toll up to 54. Also Wednesday, the rescue operation was officially ended, moving into the recovery phase.
At this point, we have truly exhausted every option available to us in the search and rescue mission. So today is about beginning the transition to recovery, so that we can help to bring closure.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. 86 people are still unaccounted for nearly 2 weeks after the collapse. And the assassination of Haiti's president has drawn condemnation from around the world. President Jovenel Moïse was shot and killed early Wednesday in his private residence outside of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. President Biden condemning the killing in a statement saying the U.S. is ready to assist in working for a safe and secure Haiti. This is USA Radio News. A Florida man is facing multiple charges after ambushing a police officer. Lance Pry reports.
A Florida man is facing several charges, including attempted premeditated murder, confronting an officer outside the Hollywood, Florida police station last Friday. After following him into the lobby, the suspect, 43-year-old Sean Brennan, violently fought the officer to gain control of his gun. Other officers helped subdue Mr. Brennan. Ambush attacks on law enforcement officers nationwide are up 91% year-to-date. That's according to police statistics. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a federal judge has declined to block some challenged sections of Georgia's new election law ahead of a pair of runoff elections in the state. Portions of the law that dealt with election observers and the deadline to request an absentee ballot were challenged. U.S. District Judge J.P. Bouley ruling that the challenges came too close to a pair of House special elections, but he reserved judgment on the content of the challenges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. And, God, the new puppy learning new rules, knocking stuff off the table because she's crawling under there. And I want to say thank you to Spartacus, who is tonight's amplifier. This means Spartacus is a member of the AMP program. Now, you can join it for just $5 a month. That's all we ask. And it gets you in. Spartacus, however, chooses to give at least $25 per month because Spartacus is a platinum-level amplifier. But again, we don't ask that. It's just $5 per month. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So if you like the show, if you want to help us reach a larger audience with the ideas of liberty, then the AMP program is the best way to do that. You can find out more about it and join at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Stuart calling from Richmond. Stuart, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I was listening to a program about Bill Cosby. I think you guys got a lot of that stuff. You kind of wet about some of the things they said about Cosby. Why did these women wait 40 years to come across with a story about them being molested or sexually abused or whatever? Don't you think that some of this stuff was possibly they consented? They wanted to be popular. They wanted to say, well, oh, yes, I know Bill Cosby. He's a good friend of mine. I went to his hotel room. We did this. We did that or the other. I don't understand how they wait so long and then they come. All of a sudden, all these women, all of a sudden, they're victims of this terrible monster Bill Cosby. Well, I had to like Bill Cosby. I got a bunch of his records. The guy was cool. The guy had plenty of talent. And I think that these women waited too long to come across with their stories. And my last and only final comment is, baby, you can't be a racist, man. If you're going to be a racist, brother, you got to have a Ferrari. If you don't have a Ferrari, you can't be a racist in this country. Did you get that? I got that from Bill Cosby, too. You follow me on that? You guys are a little bit wet on that. Why would you wait all those years to come across all these stories, but Bill Cosby did this to me, or Bill Cosby? He'd have to be working 8 days a week, 25 hours, just to satisfy all these women. Why did they come across with all these stories then? Why did they wait all these years?
Well, I mean, think you'd have to be working 8 days a week to rape 35 women. I know people have had sex with hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah, Stuart, he didn't have to satisfy these women because he drugged them and then raped them. I don't think satisfying them was...
You know this stuff. Like, a lot of it was consensual. Why do you wait all of these years though before you decide to come up and tell people what actually happened, what you're saying? That
I'll tell you why.
Allegedly did you people.
So a lot of women are used to...
Hold on, she's going to give you an answer.
So a lot of women don't come forward because they're so used to, well, one, it's embarrassing, and two, a lot of women are so used to, you know, the stigmas that are attached to that and just the fact that people don't believe them. So a lot of women feel powerless in those situations and they don't feel able to come forward. But once one woman comes forward, two women come forward, then they start to feel like maybe they'll be believed in that. They feel less alone in what happened to them, so that could be a reason why they waited so long to come forward.
Very good point. And if I'm understanding this correctly, Stuart, are you saying that you don't believe these 35 women? Are you still with us?
Not all of them.
But you believe some of them. So you agree that Bill Cosby is a rapist?
No, sir, I do not. I do not. I think that it was possible.
But you believe some of the women.
Somebody consented. Some woman somewhere said, well, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll, because they wanted to be popular because, you know, Bill Cosby was a big guy. He was a big star, man. And then a little some time went by. You feel guilty about what happened. So then, well, I'm going to go and tell everybody what really happened and what Bill Cosby really did to me. I mean, the guy just doesn't come across to me as being a rapist, you know.
Okay, so, Stuart, you don't believe any of these women. Right? You don't believe any of them.
I might believe some of them, but I don't believe all these women.
He's a rapist.
If you believe even one of these women, then he's a rapist.
No, he wasn't rapist. I still say there was some consent on some of those women's part as to what happened to those women.
But you believe some of the women, and all of the women claim that he raped them.
I think he's saying even the ones that got raped, there was some consent because they were there.
I mean, consent is consent. It's not a gray area. It's pretty black and white. Did you consent or did you not?
Yeah. Sometimes you would consent to this or that or the other, and then maybe when this thing starts transpiring, then you want to change your mind and maybe you want to go in another direction. I'm not.
Yeah, and if someone continues when that happens, it's rape.
Well, I don't think he raped all these women. I mean, I think that there was some consent.
Did he rape any of them?
Women's part. I don't know. I don't know whether they did or not.
So you don't believe any of the women? That's correct. Okay. Thank you for the call tonight, Stuart.
I thought that was an Alex Jones impression at first.
He talked so quickly that I did not catch most of what he said at the beginning, but I got the gist of it. And, you know, what he's doing is exactly what the author of that MSNBC article talked about, is that they hold the character that Bill Cosby played in such high light. And he did play this person to a bit off the camera, off the show as well, you know, presenting himself as an actor who was presentable and respectable and humble and all of these other inspiring things that we should look up to. But in the reality, that was just a lie. It was just an illusion. And the caller there showed a tremendous amount of resistance to recognizing that and to recognizing the conflict between believing some of these women. Even if you only believe one of these women, that still makes Bill Cosby a rapist. No, it doesn't matter if they consented to it, and while it was ongoing on, they changed their mind, and he continued. That's still rape.
But also, like, some of them were drugged, so he's just an a-hole or who obviously doesn't really know what he's talking about.
I found it fascinating that he was unwilling to say that he didn't believe any of the women, although everything he said proved that he doesn't believe any of them. Because, again, if even one of them's telling the truth, then Cosby's a rapist.
You know, I really, really liked Kevin Spacey before it came out that he probably raped. I mean, I don't really know all the details, so that's why I'm saying probably raped a bunch of young boys. But as soon as I found that out, I was like, ew, I don't like him anymore.
I don't know anything about Kevin Spacey. What was he in? I know I've heard the name before.
American Beauty and House of Cards.
Never seen either of them.
Well, I don't know why I really liked him. Like, I just thought he was, like, I don't know, kind of a handsome older man, but it's also kind of, like, a theme in American Dad. I mean, not American Dad, American Beauty. And I just thought he was, like, a cool Americana-type actor. I just liked him. I wasn't, like, his biggest fan or something. But then it came out that he apparently was raping young boys, like, throughout his whole career. And it's not like I was just like, no, I still like him. Like, I can't imagine being like that. I would just, nope, I don't like him anymore. That's weird.
Yeah, it's very strange. And, you know, I hope that the caller, whose name I've already forgotten because I'm not very good at my job, you know, reflects on what he was just saying about how he believes some of the women, but yet he doesn't believe that Bill Cosby is a rapist when all of the women were alleging that Bill Cosby is a rapist. And Bill Cosby himself evidently said that, you know, drugs helped him seduce women. Whatever that means. I mean, that's his warped that's how warped Bill Cosby's understanding of the world is. That he thinks that drugs helped him seduce women. So he doesn't even consider himself to be a rapist. I can't imagine doing the mental gymnastics necessary to say something like that. To me, the correct way of saying that would be, drugs helped me rape women. But to Cosby, it's seduce women. Well, that's not seduction, dude. That's rape.
Yeah, if you need drugs to get someone to have sex with you, then that's not consent and that's not seducing them. That's...
No, it's so bizarre that anyone would ever even utter that statement. But it does show how warped Bill Cosby's mindset really is from the fame and the wealth and the power that he's had for so many decades, where he doesn't even consider drugging someone to be anything but seduction.
The caller also kept saying that maybe these women wanted to come out with these stories because it would make them popular. And I have to say that I don't think anybody got really popular after saying Bill Crosby raped me in the 80s.
Cosby. I kept saying, doing that as well. Crosby is the guy who owns Rogers Campground.
Maybe that's why
he's
said
awesome.
That.
But yes, I say the word Crosby a lot more than I say Cosby, and I had to repeatedly, every time I said the word Cosby, not accidentally say Crosby. What are your thoughts on Bill Cosby? Do you believe any of the women? Do you believe all of the women? I tend to believe them. You know, to me, that seems to be the rational approach here. But maybe you disagree. 603-283-6160. You can weigh in. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's free.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're talking about Bill Cosby and the unwillingness of people to recognize that Bill Cosby, the actor, is not the same as the character he portrayed himself as throughout most of his career. Worth mentioning, however, is that and there's not really much to say about it, but, you know, it's news and it's apparently big and it's worth talking about. The Haitian president, whose name is I'm not going to attempt to pronounce, has been assassinated at his home, evidently, leading someone to briefly serve as prime minister, or leaving the prime minister to serve as the interim president. That's weird. They don't usually have both a prime minister and a president.
Yeah, usually it's one or the other, I thought, but
now I've never wondered what sort of government system they use in Haiti, but now just knowing they have a prime minister and a president, I'm curious about that. But let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there's actually an aspect of that Bill Cosby case that I think you're missing. You're correct on a bunch of stuff, but you got one thing what I would say backwards, and that's that he didn't get off on technicality. He was it was actually the reverse. He was wrongfully thrown into jail, prison, and in a way. And I'll tell you, this actually pertains to your current situation, Aria, so it should be helpful to your legal thinking in managing your own case, and that is that the prosecutor in that particular case regarding Cosby did not have enough evidence to take that to trial and reasonably expect to get a conviction. And knowing that, the prosecutor decided not to prosecute, especially since Cosby made an agreement with the prosecutor that he would testify in a civil suit, giving the victim potential compensation for damages in a civil court, meaning monetary damages. And there was an agreement made. And the prosecution broke that contract. They violated that contract. They breached it and prosecuted him anyway, even after they had agreed that they would not prosecute him for that. And there's another.
But there were two prosecutors. It was the previous prosecutor who came to that agreement with Cosby, and it was a newer prosecutor who came along and said, "Oh no, there's enough evidence here. We're going to pursue this." Right.
Well, there's three. Well, yes, but there are three points on that subject. One is that the new prosecutor actually had a vendetta against the previous prosecutor, which is a conflict of interest in making that decision, or even sure. In that prosecutor being appointed. And secondly, in the court case that resulted, they allowed additional witnesses, hostile witnesses, that were previously excluded. And so there was an issue of whether or not he got a fair trial. Even though he wasn't supposed to have a trial at all, when they did put him to trial, there were unfair techniques used against him in trial. And there's a third point as well, and I had it, but I lost it, and it was fairly important. Let's see.
I would certainly agree that it sounds like the prosecutors didn't play fair according to the rules that the U.S. government has set up that the prosecutors are supposed to play by. You know, if they had an agreement with them.
I remembered what the other point was. It's irrelevant that it's one prosecutor or another prosecutor. The second prosecutor, by virtue of being a new and second prosecutor, doesn't get to change previous agreements. Those previous agreements are binding, and the prosecutors as individual employees of the state are not the state. And it's the state that entered into a contract, and so the subsequent prosecutor doesn't necessarily get to do something different because by virtue that he's a new prosecutor, it's still the same state. That was my other point.
But the state didn't agree to anything. The prosecutor claiming to be, you know, an agent of the state agreed to it. And I think that's an important distinction to make. The prosecutor
called himself a state. Yeah, but not a legally binding one. What matters is what the law recognizes. In this case, the law doesn't recognize what you said. The law will recognize what I said, and that is that there was a binding agreement. Just like in your case, if you happen to take a plea agreement, that's a binding agreement. It's the same thing. It's a different type of agreement, but it's still binding. And so, for instance, if you took a plea agreement, which I'm not saying you're going to do, but if you did, would you be unhappy when they threw you in prison anyway when you had made a plea agreement to not go to prison? Would that bother you?
I've already admitted that the prosecutors didn't play by the rules that the U.S. government had set up for them to play by. I don't know what else you want from me.
I don't want anything else from you. I'm just calling to give you that information because it should be good news to you because, you know, sometimes good precedent is set by bad people. And the fact that this is exposed, that your government, which you agree with and you preach, let's not pick nits. The government screws people. Okay? And in this case, Bill Cosby may have screwed some women, but in this case, the government screwed Bill Cosby in a way that if they got away with it, could allow the government to screw you as well. And that's why I'm saying that sometimes. Yeah.
David, do you know since he's out of prison now, does that mean that he gets like the original agreement is going to be honored? Because if I were one of these women, I would honestly rather like get money from him. Not saying like because money. I'm just saying like it seems more like you'd get some type of restitution for getting money out of this than for him just going to jail. Like that doesn't help me.
But if he goes to jail, he can't do it to anyone else.
Yeah, but
old people do.
My question was, is his old agreement going to be honored now? Like, that he was going to give money to that one or those people? Do you know?
I believe that money was paid long ago.
Oh.
But that was to one woman in particular. Now there's 35 of them. So what about that particular side of all of this? There may not have been enough evidence back then. But now there's 35 women coming forward, and that's a much greater amount of evidence. I mean, already
right.
Agreeing that the prosecutors agreed not to prosecute, so they're already breaking the rules. But what about those circumstances where they don't have evidence initially, but then later they do?
New evidence is always, under law, new evidence allows for a new trial if there is new evidence that is likely or probably or possibly or has a good chance of resulting in a conviction. So, yes, new evidence allows for a new trial.
Thank you for the call tonight, David. You know, I agree entirely that, you know, if the U.S. government is going to maintain its... If it wants to maintain any credibility, then it has to play by the rules that it has said it is going to play by. That said, the U.S. government hasn't played by the Constitution since 1776, or whenever it was written. I think it was 1778 or whatever. And I don't, or 80, actually, I think it was in the 1780s. I don't know. I'm not a history major, and I don't really care because I wasn't alive then, and the Constitution kind of sucks anyway. But the U.S. government has never played by the rules that it laid out that it was going to play by. It's good to see examples of it doing so. It's good to see that the real reason isn't that this prosecutor, you know, more evidence came forward, and that's why these newer prosecutor went after them. It's not that cut and dry. The old prosecutor actually reached an agreement with Bill Cosby not to prosecute, and that's not what I had read in the stories about it. I had read that, you know, the old prosecutor simply didn't go after him because there wasn't enough evidence. And it's like, okay, well, that's understandable, but now there's more evidence. However, it was part of a plea agreement.
So I wonder if there's going to be a new trial or if this is all just dropped and that's the end of it, or...
Well, I don't think there can be a new trial now. And I think that was the reason that he got released. There was a new trial and he was presumably convicted and sentenced to prison, and that's been thrown out.
Oh, he couldn't because there was already a plea deal?
Yeah, and that he should have never gone to trial in the first place about it. So.
Weird that all the women's cases are lumped together, but...
That is also weird. Because a lot of these charges didn't even exist back then, right? I mean, was Bill Cosby charged back when they first made this plea agreement? Were there 35 women then? Because each count of rape, it seems, would be his own separate charge.
Yeah, you would think so.
So how could a prosecutor have just blanketed, okay, well, because that's dangerous. Think about that precedent. That means Bill Cosby can go out there and continue raping and drugging as many women as he wants and can't be prosecuted for it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So that's like saying, you know, raping one person or raping 35, it's the same. It's not the same. It's clearly worse to rape more people.
And now that they've agreed not to prosecute him for it, it's like a blank slate. Here, do whatever you want. We can't prosecute you. That's actually horrifying. Well, that's it for tonight's show, but we're online in the meantime. You can find us at freetalklive.com, and you can chat with us if you like at chat.freetalklive.com. It is a decentralized matrix server. No one can sit you there. Chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.